I think one of the things that separates it from other events is the fact that we have shade, and we're not on a big parking lot somewhere. We've got the shade. We've got tables for people to relax. They can spend as little or as much time as they want here over the weekend and be comfortable the whole time.
A lot of these celebrations were born from harvest festivals. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of Oktoberfest?
The history of Oktoberfest, at least the history that we go by, is that it was to celebrate King Ludwig of Bavaria's anniversary, and they had a huge party, and it developed into Oktoberfest.
People can expect to see a lot of the usual suspects, like beer, brats, and music. What else do you have in store this year?
Well, we've got about 75 artists and crafters. We have our chalk art contest on Saturday, which is sidewalk art, and these people are unbelievable at the artwork they can put out on the sidewalk.
And what kind of artwork will they be doing?
It's their own creations. A couple of years ago when we started it, someone did the Goose Girl Fountain, and it looked like it's three-dimensional. And the Goose Girl was standing right there looking at us. All across the board, whatever they're comfortable drawing.
And then you have several different stages as well. Tell me a little bit about the music you'll have.
There's something for everyone. We have rock, we have classic rock, we have country, we have some blues and jazz, and of course we have the German music and bands, and we're also going to have some dancing this year.
Do you get a lot of visitors from outside of the immediate region?
We definitely do. We have people here from all across the country. Lots of times they're just traveling and happen upon us. Other times they're specifically making their plans because they've read about our Oktoberfest somewhere.
What do those people from out of town tell you about the festival?
People that we have a chance to talk to say they'll be back. They love it. It's one of the best festivals they attend, and they'll be back.
And you have a chance to showcase a lot of the shops in Covington as well.
We definitely do. We invite everyone that comes down to check out our shops that are here year-round, and also our restaurants if they don't want that hot dog. They can go and have a wonderful sit-down dinner at one of our restaurants.
Where should people park if they want to come and spend the day at Mainstrasse?
The best place to park is at the Internal Revenue parking lot at 4th and Johnson Streets here in Covington, and it is complimentary parking.
So free parking at 4th and Johnson, mm-hmm. and you can get off right at the 75 at the 5th Street exit, and I would assume there's going to be some other parking available as well.
There's street parking if you're willing to walk a couple blocks, and there's also Covington City parking garages, but those would be pay parking. So my suggestion would be to aim for the IRS parking lot.
And get there early.
Probably.
The 34th annual Mainstrasse Village Oktoberfest takes place September 7th through 9th in Covington. You can find out how to get details on our website at wnku.org under local news. Donna Kramer, thank you.
Thank you for having me.